Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
The book of Habakkuk chapter 3, let's begin from there. Habakkuk chapter 3, and let's look at verses 3 to 4. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. The Bible says, God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hands, and there was the hiding of his power. In other words, the scripture is telling us that there's something in the hand of the Lord, and that is where his power was hidden. Now, when it says that he had horns coming out of his hands, it's not talking about literal horns. He's trying to describe the brightness of that light. When you see the full light of a car in pitch darkness, it will come out like horns. It will almost look like it's something physical that is, you know, busting out, but it's light. So that's the way it was. He said he had horns coming out of his hand. It was the light. He said in that light is where God has hidden his power. Come on, say, God's power is in the light. And you know, the Bible says the entrance of the word giveth what? Light and understanding of the simple. In other words, God's word will bring light, and in that light, that is where power is. No wonder he says in him was life, and the life was the light of men in John chapter 1. Let's look at Amplified Version. Can you hear me switch off this fan? Amplified Version says, God approaching from Sinai. He came from Teman, which represents Edom, the Holy One from Mount Paran in Sinai region. Pause, calmly think of that. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from his hand. That was what KJV described as horns. Rays streamed from his hand, and there in the sun-like splendor was the hiding place of his power. I want you to note and understand that the power of God is embedded or encapsulated in the light of God. Did you see that from that scripture? I said, did you see that? All right. His brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from his hand, and there in the sun-like splendor was the hiding place of his power. Message translation. He says, God is on his way again. That's message. All right, beautiful. God is on his way again, retracing the old salvation route, coming up from the south through Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Skies are blazing with his splendor. His praise is sounding through the earth. His cloud brightness like dawn, exploding, spreading, forked like lightning shooting from his hand. What power hidden in that feast? Do you agree from this translation that I was talking about literal horns in KJV? All right, beautiful. It's talking about, it's describing that light. That light is coming out. Amplified says, forked lightning. That's message. Amplified says, it was sun-like splendor. All right, so we conclude from that those verses, that the power of God is hidden in the light. It's hidden in the light. And this light is not what we refer to when we say, oh, I have God's light. Oh, God's light is on me. No, it's different. Because in the book of Psalms, chapter 36 and verse 9, he says, for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. So the light we experience, or the light we talk about, is actually found in that light. Hallelujah. If the power of God is hidden in that light, then the light that we have, or the power we'll experience, will be found in that same light. Are you with me? Alright, Ephesians 1:15. It says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. And that verse tells us right away that these people that Apostle Paul was talking about, they are not young Christians. They are believers. They are people who know God, because he says, I can hear of your faith. The Bible says faith coming by hearing and hearing by God's word. So these people have a revelation of God's word. They have faith in their heart. Some of them are probably workers in church, and some of them are even in ministry, full-time ministry workers serving the Lord. Because now he says, I heard of your faith. Not all that. Not only that, I also heard of your love. And anybody or any set of people where you can see faith and love operating their lives, they are good Christians. Some people walk in faith and they don't walk in love. And the Bible says, without love, faith will not walk. But here he says, I have heard of your faith and your love. In other words, he's talking to matured Christians, people who are serving God, people who know God, people who have an experience with God. Those are the people he was talking about. And so in verse 16, it says, I cease not to give thanks for you. Because we need to know why he was referring to them. Making mention of you in my prayers. Those people are believers. They are matured. They are born again. Tongue talking. Demon casting. Believers. Serving the Lord. They have faith. They walk in love. He said, but I still need to make mention of you in my prayer. I still need to pray for you constantly. And so when you read up to this point, the next important thing that should come to your mind is that that prayer point that Apostle Paul is about to raise us will be very important. Because these people are believers, they are walking in faith such that Apostle Paul heard of their faith and also heard of their love to the saints. He said, but after all of that, I will not cease to make mention of you in the place of my prayer. Then the next prayer point he's going to talk about is extremely significant for you and I to pay a lot of attention to. Are you with me? In other words, after you have given your life to Jesus, you are serving the Lord, maybe you are even a pastor, ministry, solid Christian, walking in love, walking in faith, casting out demons, subduing the devil, you still need one prayer point. In verse 17, it tells us what the prayer point is. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So we see what Apostle Paul is praying for, which is also what we should pray for in our Christian lives. It's very important, it's very significant, very powerful, relevant. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of what? Revelation. Are you still with me? All right. So this is the prayer point. Spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation. I know of your faith. I've heard how you walk in love towards all the saints. I know you are good Christians. You are givers. You give your seed. You pay your first fruit. You pay your tithes. You honor God. You pray. You fast. You are workers in church. You do all those good things. You abstain from sin. But after all of that, I want to pray for you constantly that my God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom, one, the spirit of revelation, in the knowledge of him. The spirit of revelation is not enough, because what the spirit of revelation does is to show you. But now you need the spirit of wisdom to know what to do with what has been revealed. Are you following me? So it's a perfect combo. If you have the spirit of wisdom without revelation, then you have a lot of wisdom, but there's nothing to work the wisdom with. If you have the spirit of revelation without the spirit of wisdom, then you know what to do, but you don't know how to go about it. So the spirit of revelation reveals and tells you, this is the step to take, this is what to do. Innovations, creativity, step out, do this, do that. But then the spirit of wisdom tells you when, how to go about it, the relationships you need to get it into actuality. So we see how important this particular prayer point is. What does wisdom mean? The spirit of wisdom. The word wisdom is the Greek word sophias, or sophias. It's an old Greek word that was used to describe insight or wisdom that is not naturally attained. You can't learn this wisdom in school. Your mentor can't teach you this kind of wisdom. It is the spirit of wisdom. A spirit comes upon you and things turn around in your life. It's not what you can learn. It's a spirit. Wisdom that is not naturally attained. Are you following me here? When Daniel was in Babylon, and they fed them for 10 days and brought them out, and they began to test them, Daniel was exhibiting a knowledge and a wisdom beyond his contemporaries. What happened there? The spirit of wisdom. At the time, the king had a dream. You call all his astrologers, soothsayers, occultic people, magicians of the land. Hundreds of them, even thousands of them. Told them, I had a dream. Ah, they said, that's simple. Tell us your dream, king. We're going to tell you the interpretation in a moment. And the king said, I forgot the dream. Now, use your magic and your astrology to find out what the dream is. And then tell me the meaning. I mean, that was almost crazy. You are the one that had a dream. Now you forgot your dream. Now you're asking me to tell you the dream you dreamt that you have forgotten. And then tell you the interpretation. And so the Bible says all of them, nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew what to say. Nobody could find it. Then they brought Daniel. And then I said, give me a day. Let me sleep over it. He went home and prayed. And then God showed him in the vision of the king. Are you following me? God made him to dream the dream that the king dreamt and forgot. And then God gave him the interpretation as well. What was operating there? That's the spirit of wisdom. Are you following me here? The spirit of revelation can come on you, and then you discover that is supposed to be my wife. That's the spirit of revelation. It's the spirit of wisdom that will tell you, don't go yet. She's not ready. I'm just informing you. That's the spirit of revelation. Are you following me here? Spirit of revelation will precisely tell you when to take the step. The spirit of revelation, you see yourself preaching like Benny Hinn. You wake up, you go and do a meeting in Trenchard Hall. It doesn't work that way. You need the spirit of wisdom to tell you when and how to go about it. Kenneth Hagin had a revelation about starting Bible school. But he said he didn't take a step until 4.5 years later, because it was just an information for preparation, not for performance. Are you still with me? So this wisdom is wisdom that is not naturally attained. The word revelation is from the word apocalypsis. It refers to something that has been veiled or hidden for a long time, and then suddenly, almost instantaneously, it becomes clear and visible to the mind or eye. That is when it becomes apocalypsis. It's like pulling the curtains out of the way so you can see what has always been just outside your window. The scene was always there for you to enjoy, but the curtains block your ability to see the real picture. But when the curtains are drawn apart, you can suddenly see what has been hidden from view. The moment you see beyond the curtain for the first time and observe what has been there all along but is not evident to you, that is what the Bible calls a revelation, apocalypse. Are you still with me? So when he says, you are born again, you are spirit-filled, you are good Christians, I heard of your faith, I heard of your love, you go to church, you pay tithes, you honor God, you read your Bible, you fast, you read a book a week, you pray 1 hour a day. He said, but you need the spirit of revelation. There are a lot of things behind the curtain about your life. You don't have a clue. You can't even see beyond your nose. You don't know anything about tomorrow. He knew that they needed the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Otherwise, they will soon get tired of Christianity. They will soon be bored. Notice what the Bible said about Jesus. It said, for the joy that was set before him, he did what? He endured. The reason a lot of people can't endure their cross is because they can't see the joy that he said. A lot of people talk about Joseph, how good a man he was, he stood for God, and da da da. You know what? God showed him at the age of 17 that your parents will bow, your brothers will bow. So he knew there is a place in the future that will command some uncommon level of authority. And so Mrs. Potiphar was going to ruin that. The guy ran. You know why? You know where he got the energy to run from? Spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Bible says he told those dreams to his brothers. He said, you have already, you are dreaming that we will bow to you, me prostrate for you. Last born you. Some of his brothers are as old as his father in terms of age difference. They say, as all of you. But that means, boy, mata, et de valet. You are crazy. Imagine you now coming to Pastor John, Pastor Sylvester, Pastor Jerry. Ah, I dreamt about you. Say, what did you dream? You are prostrating for me. Come on, let me get out of my sight. That's what he did for him. Something's wrong with you. So they reprimanded him. His father said, be careful. What happened? The Bible says he dreamed yet another dream. You know what was functioning? Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, spirit of wisdom was not in his life, but the spirit of revelation was there. He only got the spirit of wisdom, are you following me, operating fully when he became prime minister. And the king said, you are the one that will help us sort out this dream. But at that age, spirit of revelation was there. There was no wisdom there. So he was declaring his dream to everybody. You don't talk about your dream to everybody. You don't share a 50 by 50 dream with somebody whose mind is 3 by 3. You blow his mind. You don't share a dream of having a car assembly plant with a man whose only property is a bicycle. He's not going to buy your dream. Are you following me? Apostle Paul said, I confer not with flesh and blood. So, spirit of wisdom and revelation will show you a lot of things about your life. Do you know a lot of reasons why a lot of people misbehave in their Christian life is because they lack the spirit of wisdom and revelation. If the spirit of wisdom and revelation is your life, it's difficult to sin because already you see where you are going. You don't want to ruin it. You have tasted of where you are going in the realm of the spirit. You have seen it. Are you following me? You've seen it. You've seen it. And because you have seen it, you tell yourself, I'm not going to mess up here. But if you have not seen anything about your future, that's when you start compromising all over the place. That's when you become very weak. And you can't say no. That's when your thoughts dart around and you think about so many negative stuff. Because you can't see. You can't see. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation is not what is picked up in the realm of the physical. Remember Abraham, Lot? His heart's men were in conflict. Abraham said, choose anywhere you want. The Bible says, and Lot lifted up his eyes, looked at the area of Sodom, and saw the green grass, the fertile land. Said, I will choose this place. He used his physical eyes. Several years later, brimstone and fire rained down upon that same land, Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's not something you pick up by saying, area behemata. No, you need to switch in the realm of the spirit. Tell your neighbor, pull the curtain. Tell your neighbor, pull the curtain. Do you know when you go to see some films, you know they are acting, and then you are weeping? Has it happened to you before? You know they are acting, but then they're even telling you he's acting now. I know. How many people cry in watching movies? Let me see. Look at them. You be crying. I hope it's not a rough film you are crying for. You can't be watching a rough film. That one is not spirit of revelation. Be seeing nightmares. And so you know that they are acting, and yet you are crying. You are tensed. That's because the curtain is veiled. You don't know the end of the film yet. But you know, if you've seen the film 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you've seen the end of the curtain, you've pulled the curtain, you are not likely to cry again. I said, the guy won't die, Jerry. Leave him, he won't die. But the first time, you know, the reason a lot of us cry and we are fearful and we fidget is because we don't see the end of the film. The curtain has not been pulled. He said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. You don't know those thoughts. How do you get to know those thoughts? Spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. Listen to me, you need to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation function in your life. People have often asked me what gave me the boldness to get into full-time ministry at a very young age when it's not very fashionable, and you damned all the consequences and you just went ahead. People of God, God pulled the curtain for me. I saw a lot of things. Spirit of revelation was working full time. Anytime I doze like this, it's revelation. Even when I'm not dozing, walking on the road, I'm seeing to the realm of the spirit. The signing of spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom was working in my life over time. I'm not kidding. God pulled the curtains. And because God pulled the curtains, I had a lot of courage. Decisions my coursemates, my contemporaries couldn't make, I just made it so easily. And they were looking at me like, this guy is crazy. It's because of the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom. Are you following me here? That is it. When the spirit of wisdom and revelation is operating in your life, you know a lot of things. You just know a lot of things. You will know your career path. You will know what you're going to do, where you're going to serve, where you're going to work, where you're going to settle down, who your husband is going to be. You will just know everything ahead of time. So when somebody is, walking towards you, trying to ask you out, you already have your answer. Oh, God, it's not you. Don't waste time here. Well, you see, when you don't have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, what happens? You have so many relationships. Let's try it out. Let's see. Let's see whether it will work. It looks like it. Are you following me here? It's because the curtain is veiled. curtain is veiled. You need to pull the curtain. Spirit of revelation. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Apostle Paul had a lot of experiences. He did a lot of exploits. But remember, he was a few years in the desert of Arabia, communicating with God. At a time, he said, I was caught up to the heavens. And I had things that cannot be said, unutterable things. I mustn't say it with my mouth. I had those things. That's the spirit of revelation. That is why they arrested him. He was just calm about it. Hey, look by me. Mutirikini. It is when you have not seen behind the curtain that coronavirus can be scaring you. When God has shown you the script and pulled the curtain, and you saw that you died at the age of 95, and they say corona is coming, you are not bothered. It's not for you. Are you following me here? The spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation can allow you to choose the time you want to die. Just say, well, 90 is okay. 90 is okay on a Sunday morning. Around 10 o'clock, 10:30 after breakfast. So you see some people, when they want to die, they call all their family members. They say, I had premonition. You already call all of them. They pray for them one by one. He said, well, I'm about to go on a journey. I don't know when I will come. He's telling them in parables. When prophet Babalola will die, in his last meeting, he said there is a great tree in CAC that's about to fall. It will shake the entire CAC. He was talking about himself, and they didn't know. So he went to sleep in the room of a man, and he used the man's wrapper on the bed. Then he called the man and gave him the wrapper. He said, Baba Ilu Asho. He said, no. That when somebody is about to go on a journey, it's better he wears his own dress. They didn't know what he was saying. Are you with me here? Spirit of wisdom and revelation will bring calmness into your life. You won't fidget. You'll be secured in the realm of the spirit. You'll be assured of God's dealing about your life. You won't be going back and forth. Are you following me? The spirit of wisdom and revelation can handle sin factor. You find yourself committing sin over and over again, sexual sins here and there. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. God will show you enough things that will not make you move near sin again. The spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. God opened my eyes to the realm of spirit. I saw how demons are praying. I saw how they have meetings. I saw how they make plans. I saw how they want to ruin believers. I see those demons that they are not nice beings. They are horrible, terrible, wicked spirits in the realm of the spirit. They don't look nice. And there are many of them. And they are very active. So, when you see those kind of things, you will think twice before you start messing up. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Are you following me? Kenneth Hagin had a son-in-law, Buddy Harrison. Buddy Harrison was just misbehaving. Buddy Harrison would leave church. He was head of choir. He would just leave church for 3 months. And we'll see. He would go around and be smoking, drinking. Then all of a sudden, he would be a good Christian. He would come back. He will sing, play keyboard. Then after about 2 months, he will go again. And that was happening over and over and over again. But the spirit of wisdom and revelation was supreme in the lives of Kenneth Hagin. So one of those nights, he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw Buddy Harrison. He saw him taking a walk. And while he was taking a walk, he said there were 3 demons around him, like small, short monkeys walking around him. And he said when they walk a little, he will stop. And he will face those demons and yield to them. And after a while, he will come back to himself and keep on walking. And after he walks for a while again, he will stop and yield to those demons. All those times he stops and yields to the demons are the times he leaves church and goes to drink. And so Kenneth Hagin says, so okay, so there are demonic influences behind his actions. It's not because he's irresponsible. So he said, well, I don't need to lay hands on him. I just stood where I was after the revelation and I commanded the spirit to leave him alone. He said from that point on, his life was in order. He took the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. I was a young pastor, 27 years old. No, I wasn't 27, 25 years old. Was it 25? Yes, around 25, 26. And I used to read 40 chapters a day. And I will enjoy myself. And after a while, I'll be reading those chapters. I'm in the 10th, 11th, 12th chapter. And I'll start dozing. Shake my head. I'll read again and then I will start, what's going on? I slept all through the night. Why am I? It's not as if I had a vigil. Find myself dozing. Well, thank God for the spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. So one of those days, I dozed as usual while reading my Bible in the morning around 10 o'clock. And as soon as I dozed, I was in the realm of the spirit. I saw myself sitting down on my chair at my table, open my Bible to read for a while, and I saw myself begin to doze. As I began to doze, I saw one little demon jump in front of the table in front of me with a dirty handkerchief, and it was fanning me to sleep. It will fan me for a while, and then it will blow, and then I woke up. I said, okay. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. So I cast out that demon. The next day, I was going to feel sleepy. I stood up with my Bible. I'm not going to sleep while standing up. Stood up with my Bible. I was walking around while I read. See, it took the spirit of wisdom to say, stand up. Spirit of revelation has shown me the problem. Spirit of wisdom is now stand up and walk around. Are you following me? One man, as a pastor, told us he will go to weddings. When he gets to weddings, somehow he won't get food. As minute as that could be, it was a big deal now. It began to happen over and over again. And you know, it's not as if you don't have food in your house, but there's something about that wedding rice. For you to attend somebody's wedding and then you miss the rice is somehow. Don't you think so? It's somehow. And some people are passionately attached to wedding rice. Say, I can't go now. I'm not going. But some people don't go to church. They go to reception street. Which group do you belong to? You know what a man sows is what a person will reap. If you keep on going to reception on your wedding day, church will be scanty, reception will be full. If you use church attendance to calculate the food we serve, it's a mistake. By the time service is going on, people are already seated in reception, waiting for you to devour. So, this man said, I have to deal with this thing. So the next wedding he attended, of course I asked behind my mind, like, is it like pastor goes to wedding every Saturday? Well, the next wedding he attended, he went to sit in the front. So let's see how they're going to do it. Interestingly, on that day, they started serving from the back. When it came to one row before him, food finished. He stood up and went home with dejection. He said, well, I know what to do. The next wedding he attended, he sat at the back. They started starting from front. Three rows to him, food finished. Couldn't eat. Okay. Next wedding he attended, he started in the middle. sure enough, they started serving from both from front and from the back at the same time. When he came to his role, food finished. At that point, Spirit of Revelation came and said, "Kini yo noma." So he went home and prayed and said, "Whatever demonic power there is that will not allow me to eat jollof rice in weddings." That thing looks small, but it's a trend. So he broke it. So the next wedding, he said, "I sat anywhere I wanted." They started serving food. He said, "I stood up and went to meet the usher serving. Give me my food. I break that oppression today. I said, give me." He said, the person quickly. He said, from that day on, rice began to get to him. Now, you can't make a doctrine out of this. You attended a wedding twice. They didn't serve you food. It means there's a demon. Not necessarily. But that was his experience. And he took the spirit of revelation to show him. My pastor that I worked for, the church was not growing. 15, 20, 30. And Reverend Femi could preach. He doesn't know how to preach again. He just talks now. When that man is preaching, believe you me, you can't sit still. You will sit on the edge of your chair. He was a crazy preacher. And yet, church did not grow. It was just 15, 20 of us. Revelation has finished our lives. Then he had a dream, spirit of revelation. In that revelation, he saw that as an adult, he saw that suddenly it was as if he's now a young boy, but he's still an adult. He was now wearing nursery school uniform. What kind of dream is it? Then he woke up. He said, "I know where the problem is. There are some demonic principalities that need to be broken and addressed." And he went to do that. It was when he did that prayer, was when he was reading a book by Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker is a management expert. And Peter Drucker said, in any organization, spiritual or physical, there are three questions you ask. Number one, is it two or three? I can't remember. He said there are three questions you ask. What is business? Second question, how is business? So he came to church, called all of us and asked us, what is business for us as a church? Our business is souls. Next question, how is business? Business is bad. So we kind of encourage everybody, go out, minister to people, preach to people. Following Sunday, one lady brought 9 people to church. One guy brought 7 people. Church exploded. Church began to grow because of the spirit of what? Revelations. Are you still with me? If your eyes are closed and you can't see beyond the curtain, you will be a troublemaker. You'll be troublesome. Even the people that God sends into your life, let's assume you are a pastor, for example, God is sending people into your life to assist, you won't know. You will probably send them away. The way you will treat them, because you cannot see. May God open your eyes. May the spirit of wisdom and revelation come upon you in the name of Jesus, amen, causing you to know and recognize your helpers of destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Spirit of wisdom and revelation. As the husband in the house, you need the spirit of revelation, because the head of the house, the eyes are located in the head. So it's the husband that sees for the family and gives direction and navigates the family into the wealthy place. And every decision he makes is not only going to affect him, it will affect the family, affect the children's children, and even children's children's children, the decisions he made. My great-granddad was a very wealthy man, was a royal man. Extremely wealthy, had a large family. My surname should have been Are, Tunde Are, Dunamis Are. That should have been my surname. family was so large that they divided into two. One went apart, they called themselves Olukoya. Another went apart and called themselves Okunowo. That's how he became Okunowo. But was a wealthy man. Extremely rich. He could have bought land in any part of Nigeria. So he bought large expanse of land. Close to 250 acres. In the village. In where? What if he had bought it in Lagos? In Lekki? All of you have to go and watch it with me in Lekki. Is Lekki? What if he had bought it there? Spirit of wisdom and revelation. He had revelation. Buying land is good. Investment. No spirit of wisdom to tell him where to buy. Wrong investment. So we have on our land, we have several people farming free of charge. Just give them free. The papers of the land, they are with my dad. My dad showed me all the papers. I felt like carrying the land to Lagos. Even if it's just this about yourself, it's okay. Village, extreme village, 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 village. You go through Jebugbo and then you arrive there. The land, Chinese people came and begged for farmland. They are there making cocoa and all those things, using to make juice. Several people. When my dad goes there to visit them, just to see them, people will rush out with all kind of banana planting, yam, because it's free land. And they don't want them to chase them away. They will come with all kind of orange. Da, 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 da. My dad will say, I don't, it's too much. It's bribe that we are using your land. So the decision already made is not affecting me. How can I say it's affecting me? I said all of that to tell you that the decisions you are making now, you know, it's not my life, it's my life. It's not your life. There are children that will tell your story like I'm telling the story of Are. Daddy, why? Grandpa, one who stubborn, who lagged. And if you have bought land in Ashejire, in Olugweru, he did not buy. He did not buy land. Are you following me here?
Yes, sir.
Imagine if your dad bought like 5 landed property for you in Ibadan and gave it to you. You are a multi-millionaire for not doing anything. That was the land they sold in those days. You know how much they sold the land? 5 naira, 10 naira, 15 naira, 20 naira. The same land today, 20 million, 25 million, 30 million. And 10 years back, land was still at 700,000, 800,000, all of a sudden, millions. May God give you your own portion in the land.
Amen.
May God give you a land.
Amen.
Lands.
Amen.
You that you are in full-time ministry, do you know part of your reward is land? Did you see it in the book of Matthew? He said, if you leave father, you leave mother, you follow me, you will inherit. Eh? He said, houses. Lands, did you not see there? But you know, he didn't say wives, so it's one wife. Before you become pastor, I say, all my babes in church, they are not your babes, they are God's girls. You touch them, God can strike you with thunder. All those pastors that sleep with members in church, they get mind. No, let's go there. It does not concern me. All right. So, the spirit of wisdom and revelation become extremely important. Don't let me go further here. If I go further into this, we won't finish. My time is almost up. Now, you need to, because Apostle Paul said, I pray. I cease not to pray. So, it will do you well. Are you following me? So constantly lift up your voice in prayer. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, thank you. The spirit. You cram that. That scripture is in my mind. I need to read it from my Bible. that will grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, eyes of understanding being enlightened and flooded with light, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance, the same word is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the holy place of our purpose. You cram it so that when you are going on the road, you are doing what? You are reeling it out. Father, I thank you. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Eyes of my understanding being enlightened, flooded with light, that I may know what is the hope of your calling. You are waiting at ATM stand. Don't waste the time. Father, I thank you. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Are you following me? You go to a place, you are in queue, say, oh God, what's going on? Instead of you to get irritable, say, opportunity. Father, I thank you. Spirit of wisdom. The person in front of you, I say, what's going on? Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. He said, what's that? You need it. You need it. You need it. Are you not confused? You need it. Hallelujah. I was in a bus one day and I was praying the Holy Ghost. The guy beside me looked at me and said, you know, when you're in a bus and people, you know, it's been a long time I've entered a bus. So around 8 years ago, my car had a problem, so I needed to go and preach in Lagos. So I went to Lagos, and coming back, I had to enter a bus. I regretted that day. There was one girl, Lati, people she drive by, Emi Opamo. But when you want to silence those people, I should teach you how. Yagabata tekete munda shalama nenenene. Everybody will just stumble. Eh? That's how you silence them. You don't say, me, I cannot, I'm shy. But they are not shy. They are talking all their vulgar stuffs and all those things. And you just sit down there, keep quiet. And that's why you must have your own car quickly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That thing is harassment too. Inside bus, every time. All kind of things happen inside bus. One lady entered Molue. By the time she's alighting, she was crying. What happened? He said the guy sitting beside her did like this on her chest. And he told the guy, remove your hand. He said, where will I remove the hand? Everywhere is tight. That's nowhere. He pushed the guy pushed himself back. Throughout the journey, the guy was tapping correct. May that never, you see, that's why all of us say, I don't really need the car. You need the car now. I'm telling you now. And God will give you one in Jesus' name. It's an harassment. If you don't have money, men will trample on you. All kind of embarrassment, afflictions. Are you following me? You know, you can be wealthy to a point that bank come to meet you at home. I hope you know what I'm saying. All this one, I go to the, you go to ATM stand. You see, how much is in your account? Yeah. Say, move back, move back. How much is there? Less than 15,000. God will deliver you. Stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. And ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, that you grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you, eyes of understanding being enlightened and flooded with light, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance and the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of your power to us also who believe, according to the power which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Eyes of our understanding being enlightened and flooded with light. Arato yake mazina zeya. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. In the name of Jesus. Limbro shate kazuzemosa. Mandulobosa. Jene moshala manenemos. Manenemoshala nanenemos. Manenemoshala manenemos. Yana manenemos. Manemosa yedenemos. Genimo salamanenemos. Holy Spirit of God, we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may know, that we may know, that we may know, that we may know. We come to the place of knowing. We come to the place of knowing. We have the spirit of seeing and knowing. Yes, we know, we know, we know. Mando Shahande. Ela Barakosa, Eki Shalusa, Beranto Sagamandush, Monvraneza, Natoga Vazize, Ebrandush, Hala Dazuza. Yes, we know, we know. We have an understanding. Ebri Gezuzinansu, Bando Shalimarate, Bligozize, Meturanasa, Kakukumasa, Jene Moshala Manene Mosa.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.